The Onondaga County Health Department is urging anyone who thinks they may have the flu to call their doctor and get treated. Health officials hope getting the word out about the severity of this year's deadly flu strain can ultimately contain it. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Usually the health department updates flu numbers on its website every Thursday. This week, officials sent a special news release Tuesday, noting there's been a total of 550 flu cases reported so far this season and 7 flu-related deaths. Health Commissioner Inder Gupta says getting more information out is a reflection of the urgency the department feels when it comes to this year's flu strain, which has been immune to the flu shot for some.
Information is empowerment. So that's our job, is to make sure the information gets out so that people can actually go and seek medical care if they need to.
The deaths from this flu strain have all involved elderly people with underlying health conditions. Gupta emphasizes it's very important that people, especially the most vulnerable to this year's H3N2 strain, get medical attention at the first signs of a fever or trouble breathing. She says doctors can treat patients with antiviral drugs that can make a big difference.
So severity could be less, your hospital stay could be less, and your total duration of illness at least by one day. Even one day seems like a short time, but when you're sick, especially when you are very frail, that one day adds up.
She says even if the antiviral medications are started beyond the first couple days of the flu, they can make the illness milder and prevent serious flu complications. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.